Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to race through a bunch of your phone calls, then get into the geopolitical news, the latest on the hurricane, and election 2012 coming up tomorrow. Right now, let's go back to your calls. CJ in Arizona, then Michael and others. CJ, welcome.
Hello, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Just real quick, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a longtime listener. We talked about the Hurricane Katrina, or I'm sorry, Sandy, but no one ever talked about Plum Island. Isn't that off the coast of Staten Island?
Yes. The good news is it's been partially converted away from zoological, but whatever they're doing is classified. But, yeah, right off the coast of New York / New Jersey is Plum Island Biological Weapons Research Facility.
Yeah, because one of my guys is from New York and has family from New York was saying they call that Anthrax Island. So I was just seeing if you would touch on that a little bit.
It's been confirmed by a lot of mainline scientific reports that Lyme's disease is really a weaponized form of tick-borne syphilis. And the top Nazi that they brought over in Operation Paperclip in the rat line, the general, this is mainline news, you can look it up. He developed and weaponized it there on the island. The deer then swam the mile or so over, deer known to do that, and got over to the mainland. That's the problem with level 4 bioweapons labs now being built all over the U.S., is that this stuff can get out even if the globalists don't intend it to. But every week now there's new declassifications of cities being radiated on purpose and reactors blowing up and it being covered up. I mean, look, we got crazy people running things that love death. And good people always just seem to be blindsided by it because they can't imagine somebody's like that.
Yeah. And I have another question. With any kind of preparation, I'm a single father with two kids. It's really hard to prepare. How would you have any ideas of preparing for fallout with children?
What type of fallout, sir?
Like civil unrest, like martial law, anything like that.
Well, you know, Arizona's not perfect because it's arid, but you do have a lot of gun owners there and kind of a frontier spirit still there to a certain extent. I'm not going to analyze your entire area. But I would get the book Strategic Relocation. I would get the film Strategic Relocation because it's not just about relocating. It's about your region, your area, other countries all broken down. It gets you into the process of thinking about it. I mean, I know all about this stuff, and I'm just now trying to, you know, I've got out to the country trying to get a deeper well, trying to get some solar in, trying to get everything, you know, rainwater collections in, just basic stuff. But if you don't have a lot of money and things, it's real simple. Firearms, knowing how to use them, having maps in your car, having an escape route. You know, there's a lot of really, 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 really simple things out there that you can do.
Thank you. I just really wanted to touch on Plum Island and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. God bless. If you do the document cam shot over here for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, another plug here, you got a free citizen rule book, whether it's a secure home, strategic relocation, the film that just came out, that we're now shipping this week. We're going to premiere that Thursday night on InfoWars Nightly News, all 2 hours plus. It's got extras on securing your home. I mean, it's just invaluable, absolutely invaluable information that everybody needs to have. And so it's a win-win. You get information you need, and you also support the transmission and the work we're doing here. And every order, again, gets a free citizen rule book. When you get Strategic Relocation, the film or the book, but the film has some things in it that aren't in the book. The book has some things in it that aren't in the film. The two go together like a horse and carriage. So it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And I should give the number out earlier. I didn't give the number out. I was talking about ProPure, and you can get 15% off now with the promo code WATER15. Plus 10%. That's hard to the lowest price anywhere. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can, again, just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we're going to come back. Boom, boom, boom. Go to your calls. Michael and others that are patiently holding, and we will continue to break down the big spectacle that even if you know it's a fraud, it's still going to be a train wreck, the election kicking off tomorrow. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, and Mitt Romney has been elected the 45th president of the United States. Wait. Stop the presses. No, he hasn't. And I cut a video basically saying that, but then pointing out 15 seconds later he hadn't been. To then show Democrats saying Obama's going to win, there's no way he's going to lose, and if he does, it's election fraud, and we're going to burn things down and riot. You now have Michael Moore pushing this and calling for this. You now have Slimeball Matthews pushing that there's, you know, that it's fraud if Obama isn't elected, and the George Soros type groups out there. You've now got Bill Maher saying black people are going to hunt down white folks and get them, which is just ridiculous. It's just so over the top. That little pencil neck up there on TV trying to say, be gangster. It's so condescending. It's so racist is what it is. And I'm just so tired of it. You need to wake up to the hoax that's going on with the Democratic Party. I'm not saying the Republican Party likes you either, unlike anybody. The top, it's a bunch of globalists as well, but it's two different gangs that have the same goals. They just got to act like they're different enough to be able to get people to vote for them. So we're going to be taking your calls, and then I'm going to get into a story that's up at drudgereport.com. It's a naturalnews.com story. Baltimore announces citywide surveillance rollout of the records of passengers' conversations. And again, it records passengers' conversations on city buses. We're going to be breaking some of that down. Also, Debka file, Israel warplanes fly over Golan as Hezbollah fighters pour into Syria. And I went and looked into this. It is true that a lot of Hezbollah are coming out of Lebanon now into Syria, and Hezbollah is basically run by Iran. So that proxy war is just going haywire. We're going to be breaking down the latest on the election and the polls as well. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Michael in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Got a pretty good intro into what I was going to talk to today about, which is this election stuff with what I see as the scripting that's been going on with all this race baiting and stuff. Imagine a closely contested election with the UN observer stepping forward, pointing out election fraud, and then all these riots begin to start down there, and all of a sudden the election results are going to be suspended. Martial law is imposed, and what a great cover for a financial collapse or an attack on Iran.
I'll tell you this. They always, the globalists, this has been proven over and over again with declassifications, they always have plans where if something starts happening on its own, they capitalize on it. That's what Rahm Emanuel famously said. But guys, you cue that up. I think we have it saved. It's on C-SPAN. It's like 20 seconds. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. He also said it to the Wall Street Journal. There's video from them, too. He said it repeatedly. But yeah, they always have contingency plans, dozens of them running, for any contingency, any scenario on how to capitalize, what their focus groups, what their studies, what their NSA snooping shows, the public's really thinking versus what they tell pollsters, and how they're going to try to game us. I mean, it's a scientific system we face, but being aware of it is half the battle. It's not unstoppable if people just wake up to it. But I've got to say, it looks like it's in the cards. Doesn't mean they're going to play that card, but you know, you got 5-6 cards in your hand. It's in the fist right now of the establishment to basically activate and have provocateurs or whatever start rioting and burning things down as some type of crisis if the election is contested. Because, yeah, I mean, if Romney just won, I don't think people would riot. But if it's close and it comes out there's fraud and the Supreme Court's going to hear it, Obama told his cousin Odinga to riot so he would get a place in the government, and they created the prime ministership for him. And Webster Tarpley kind of pointed this out in the Obama Deception, which is still the preeminent film exposing Obama. It's free online, folks, if you just type in the Obama Deception. In fact, I think I'll tweet out the best high-res link of that to folks. Yes, I mean, I'm ranting off of your point, but that's pretty much what I was thinking before the show today, and I never got around to saying it. What do you make of Bill Maher saying black people need to go out and hunt down whites if Romney's elected? What do you make of Michael Moore putting out multiple videos saying a physically attack Romney if he wins, burn things down if Romney wins? I mean, that really is a call for criminal action, and it's not a joke. I mean, this is what we're seeing on Twitter. And then I get criticized when I point it out by globalist media implying I'm racist because I don't want to have racial conflict in this country that could set things back decades.
Well, I think there is an element within the liberal left race baiting crowd that is drooling at the prospect of an absolutely out and out race war in the United States. I think they've been looking for it for a long time. And
no, they said they have. I mean, that's what all of Obama's advisors that came out in trials, Ayers and others said, we're going to implode the economy, pose as saviors, put 50 million people in re-education camps and kill half of them. And now the Army says they have the camps. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, again, from the perspective of the sort of New World Order types, they would ritually want to have America destroy itself. And hence you've had the production moved offshore because if they want to maintain it, they've got to get it out of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, look, America was not perfect, but we were the example of freedom. 4% of the population had half the wealth, the biggest middle class the world had ever seen, an example that countries had to live up to. The communist countries couldn't produce one-tenth, and so they brought in globalism to wreck us, to take our jobs and ship them to authoritarian nations to make authoritarianism the model. And so China and Singapore and other tyrannies, they admit, are now the models. I open up Time Magazine. I open up Wall Street Journal. I open up, I'm thinking of things I've read in the last year. I open up National Geographic, and they call it the Singapore model, which is really the kind of the Chinese authoritarian model with a British style overlay. And that's where they want to go. And let me tell you, it isn't a nice place. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go to another caller here. Yeah, great points he just made. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Cindy in Ohio. Welcome, Cindy.
Hello?
Hey, Cindy.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller, and I admire your courage, your stamina, and your wife for giving you the space to do this. Anyway, I'm sort of a storm victim. Power went out here. I just got back from a hotel for a week. I'm in North Olmsted, a suburb of Cleveland, and I've lived here all my life, and it wasn't that bad. And the fact that I think it was up to 500,000 people without power for an extended period of time is very suspicious to me. And because I'm aware of HARP and all of those things, I knew this was coming. We are a swing state after all. Do I sound nervous?
No, ma'am. You sound nervous.
Okay. So I was prepared. I got a hotel room and all that. And just got back today. Was gone for almost a week. And the interesting thing is this. What happened with the state of Ohio is we sent out CEI, Ohio Edison, workers to help New Jersey. So we didn't have anyone here. And I was at the Holiday Inn, and a big shout-out for them. They were wonderful. They didn't raise rates. They reduced rates. And while I was there, it was filled with electrical workers shipped in from Colorado. Now, look at a map. How far is Colorado from Ohio? Colorado is also a swing state. And I'm not sure how that works as far as counting voters and all of that, but it seems very unusual to me that they would haul into Ohio all these people from Colorado. You know, there's Indiana, there's Illinois, there's, you know, plenty of states closer. Isn't that interesting?
Well, a lot of it is Colorado has dealt with a lot of natural disasters. I mean, that could be one of the reasons. I don't know, though. That's something we should look into.
Wish you would. And while I've got you on the phone, one quick point, and I'm glad I got through to tell you this because I hear you talking about HARP and all that, and you may not know this. There's a company called Company. It's a multinational called Bay Systems, B-A-E. I know you've heard of them. They bought the HARP patents, and have your people look this up. And they have their headquarters located now, this is like within the past 2 years, in Saudi Arabia. So in Saudi Arabia now are housed the patents for the HARP project.
Well, I knew that there are literally hundreds of patents dealing with weather modification, well, really probably thousands, but dozens and dozens from the Eastman Corporation that originally developed the HARP program really 50 years ago or so. But thank you so much for your points. Again, we're going to continue tracking the election. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. I want to get into some Big Brother news here in a moment. But since I mentioned it, here is that video and audio of Rahm Emanuel when he was White House chief of staff before he went on to run Chicago as the big boss there, saying that don't let a good crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do.
And I guess that's a shorter version that we found there. In fact, can we find the long version where he goes on and explains all of it? Yeah, because here I can do it. Just I can pull up. You can't hear my audio? What do you mean? No, I mean, I can find you a spot where it's at with the full clip. We've saved that clip quite a few times. Let's just call it Don't Let a Good Crisis Go to Waste. And we'll try to get that clip for everybody. But there was part of the quote. Here is a quote. Henry Kissinger, an address to the Bilderberg Organization meeting in Evian, France, May 21st, 1991, transcribed from the tape recording made by one of the Swiss delegates. Henry Kissinger, today Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will pledge with world leaders and will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. when presented with the scenarios, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their will, free will, with a guarantee of their well-being granted them by their world government. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls and news. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Are born. Silver Spoon.
Some folks are born made the way to fly.
Ooh.
Red, white, and blue. Red, yeah. White, and blue. And when the band plays, hell to the team, blood knows, they point the cannon at you.
Don't they? We are back live. You see, they have sold to the general. general public that as they get poorer and poorer, that it's wealth that's bad, that it's freedom that's bad, when what's bad is insider crony monopolies stealing the wealth through government and regulation while shutting down people that want to produce and have ideas. I want a level playing field. I want to encourage strong individualism. And that's what creates wealth. Since we got big government in the last 50 years, we've gone from having half the world's wealth and being 4% of the population of the world. Out of 100, we were 1, 2, 3, 4. 4%, not even 10%. And we had more than half the wealth. Now it's down to like 25 to 30%, depending on which number you look at. Half our wealth is gone. It's going to get worse. It's all designed. All by design to reduce us to absolute serfdom and slavery. If we ever allow private banks to take control of the issuance and control of currency, our children will wake up homeless on the continent our forebears conquered. That's Thomas Jefferson. And 1913, guess who's been running the show for 99 years? About to be 100. Time to get rid of these boys. Time to arrest them. Or you can keep going down the road, because, see, these aren't just people that want to run everything. They want to run your body. They like putting stuff in your body, and they like killing you. That's their instinct, is a will to total domination. And you know what? I don't like it. I don't like the world they build. They're ugly. New World Order's ugly, and I don't like them. And I want to wake people up and defeat them and move humanity back in the right direction. Doesn't mean we've got all the answers. Doesn't mean we're offering some utopia. But we know where they're taking us is hell. I'll take just a normal system over dystopia. I'm not offering utopia, but I know we can get away from this dystopic reality. Let's go to some phone calls here, and then I'll come back with news and more calls. Lauren in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, sir.
New York. Here's the thing. Here's my take on this, and I'm going to let you break it down. Obama, the thing is with Obama, we all know he's a Marxist. He has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. He has ties to every Muslim down there in Libya. He had ties to his cousin over there, like you were saying, I believe just today. He has ties to his cousin over there who is a Muslim. So we need to really evaluate ourselves as American people. Now, at the end of the day, I don't have anything against Muslims, but this guy is the worst type of Muslim. He's one of those guys. I don't understand. He doesn't factor in his skin color at all, because he let Al Qaeda kill black people in wholesale in Libya. I don't understand how he.
And by the way, I predicted it. Webster Tarpley predicted it in the Obama deception. That's what freaks me out. Tarpley says Romney's going to be worse, and I'm just desperate. I'm like somebody. I was thinking this morning, and I was swimming down about 20 feet under the water at in the river. I went for an exercise, a mile swim. I didn't have time to swim 2 miles. Point is, I went down. Usually I go down 25, 30 feet sometimes to some of the deeper areas. But I went down at only about 20 feet and kind of didn't have a good breath of air. And I wanted to get up to the top. And I likened it to that, wanting to get out of this New World Order, is like someone who's underwater who just wants oxygen. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't understand how Romney could be worse than that. I mean, black people were killed in wholesale in Libya. Cleansed. How could Romney be worse than that? I can't see it.
Well, it's the illusion that we all buy into. Even if we know it's an illusion, we're like a man in the desert. Either somebody underwater that wants oxygen, even if they're not sure there's air up there, you go up, you're trying to get to it. And it's the same thing with people somewhere like the United States. I mean, we just want to believe that a president will come in and stop trying to wage war on us. But that's what they want. They want to bankrupt us to dominate us. I mean, in the old days, they just come in and carpet bomb your entire city to take you over. And so this is 21st century war. It's cultural war. It's chemical war. It's biological war. It's spiritual war. But, yeah, I mean, Obama is super bad news. But, hey, these aren't wars he's launching because he got a peace prize. These are peace actions. Who do you think's going to win tomorrow?
I don't care. I just want this country to change. I want these people in jail.
Exactly. And that's the only reason I thought Romney might get in, is just people are hitting the reset button desperately. But there's so many people that are dependent now, they think Obama, you know, is really giving them a free lunch when he's not. I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We did find the full Rahm Emanuel clip about don't let a good crisis go to waste. We'll play that here in a moment and then get into some news and back into your calls. Also have a very informative promo that David Knight put together with the crew for our election coverage that will be on the radio 11 to 2 Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. tomorrow, and then back from 5 Central until past midnight with our reporters and a bunch of guests. If you just go to InfoWars.com/election, you can find the page that has the free video box links if you'd like to watch the coverage. We're already streaming video there of this show and the nightly news tonight for everybody. And help us get that link out to everybody. Say, hey, you want to see real election coverage from all the angles, pointing out how both groups are basically mafias fighting for control of the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated? Well, that's what we're dealing with. But first, here is that don't let a crisis go to waste clip.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. I think America as a whole in 1973 and 1974, and not just my view, but obviously the administration, missed the opportunity to deal with the energy crisis that was before us. For a long time, our entire energy policy came down to cheap oil. This is an opportunity. What used to be long-term problems, be they in the healthcare area, energy area, education area, fiscal area, tax area, regulatory reform area, things that we had postponed for too long that were long-term are now immediate and must be.
All right, there you go. And that's
and
the program
provides the opportunity for us, as I would
that the communists engage in over and over again. Again, these are mega banks using communist tactics to make us communalized and all on the plantation while they're exempt internationally from it all. See, it's really fascist is the best term, using socialist and communist authoritarian systems on the public to make you dependent. You want to domesticate somebody, you've got to give them a little bit of chicken feed. And that's what's happening here. And it's very, very sad that they've deindustrialized us. Now they know that massive numbers, some estimates are 20% of doctors are retiring earlier because they don't want to be under government health care. They don't want to be under the mandates. They've got the federal government coming in with state governments taking over health care institutions everywhere. And as long as you do what they say, you can do whatever you want. You can have little kids die from vaccines. You can grab people's kids. You can have the place filthy and people dying of infections. You can rip people off. But you don't play ball with them, you're going to jail. And now your health records go to the IRS so they can pass that around the government, everything that's gone on in your life. I think the IRS had enemies lists before. I think the FBI used income tax stuff before. All of this is about criminals in government stacking the deck against the people. And Rahm Emanuel is a monster. And you can pull clips of him up on C-SPAN, but also in speeches saying everyone will do 18 months of service in your junior and senior year of high school. And then each summer after that, from 18 to 54, you will go and be part of Brigade Homeland. And then now they have FEMA Corps. It's now been officially set up. And it's anti-gun groups marching around and spying on people and getting in people's faces. And it's just pushing government and tattletaling. And these people that are part of this, because I've seen them on the streets, they are literally like little TSA agents. And they're going to be the little Chavanos that Tony Montana talks about, the fictional character based on historical events in Scarface, written by Oliver Stone. And he's trying to get into the U.S. to get amnesty. And, he's saying, I'm a political dissident. I want my rights, just like President Jimmy Carter says. And the guy says, you know what? Send him to Freedom Town. He goes, hey, there's nothing you can do to me that Castro has not already done. And he goes, you want to beat squid 3-4 times a day? You want somebody telling you when to get up, when to go to sleep, when to go to work, what to wear, what to do? You want a Chavano on every corner telling you? Watching your every move. That's what we're going under. I mean, it's like if you said black Cadillac. Everybody knows what a black Cadillac looks like. Well, this is tyranny. It's like saying yellow school bus. Everybody knows what a yellow school bus looks like. If you have any basic understanding, like I say great white shark, you see a great white shark. If I say red bicycle, you see a red bicycle. If I say Abraham Lincoln, you see an image of Abraham Lincoln. But people don't seem to understand, or if they do, they don't understand how dangerous it is. This is tyranny, enslavement, bad, very bad. People are like, well, what does that look like? Well, it looks like what we're now midway into. And with the tyranny, they bring tyrannies in when they decide to make you poor as a tool of control. See, a lot of people say, I don't care if there's tyranny, I'm going to go along with it. Oh, you are. You don't seem to understand historically there are really bad people who like to hurt people, who like to destroy wealth, who like to take what you got, who enjoy it. Things that normal people aren't into, the Legion of Evil is into. You see, governments become these artificial constructs where really corrupt, bad people can have their way with the general population. Government becomes kingdoms where people that really can't produce anything but can socially get in and compete to be more manipulative, more corrupt, more scheming, and then it becomes a survival of the fittest of the worst of the worst who then rise to the top and take over. The city of Austin, who I pointed out is a group of criminals, the city council by and large is just absolutely larcenous. They have gotten in trouble with the county attorney for a decade of having their meetings in secret and giving their friends and family giant contracts. I mean, it's a giant scam. I personally have gone and looked at contracts. I personally have done investigations that have sent people to prison. Just look it up. And it's openly criminal. And what did, because citizens blew the whistle, what did the county attorney do? They said, well, you're not in trouble this time, but don't do it anymore. I was on the hike and bike trail yesterday, and I'm sitting there stretching, and my wife's already gone down the gully with the French bulldog. And I'm like, I want to stretch. She goes, I'm going to run to the bottom. I'll see you down there. And so she starts going, and I watch this group come up, and I'm sitting there stretching over to the side, and I hear them going, we're going to get more funding. We'll get the revenue this way. We'll swap that. And they're like, shh, shh. Oh, there's somebody over there. And I kind of had my back slightly turned, and I could tell they were city people. So I waited until they started walking down. I started walking behind them, listening to them. Later, they're coming back, and we're down by the creek, like an hour later. And they're over there, and they're in the woods meeting in secret. And I don't know who they were or what department, but I went and eavesdropped them enough that they were having an illegal meeting in the woods. I mean, folks, this is how widespread this is. I cannot go on a hike and bike trail where in an hour and a half I might have seen 15 people to go climb up and down the hills and things. And there's literally bureaucrats meeting in the woods in secret. And then they saw me creeping over. They're like, shh, oh, he's listening. Let's go. And they kind of scurried off on down the deal, having a secret meeting. They were bureaucrats, you could tell. And they were talking about the city and how they're going to get more money. Guys, search money in the UT Permanent Fund. Last time I checked, it was $4 billion in cash, $1.5 billion in gold. Their real estate was valued at over $100 billion. And their investments, their CAFR investments, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports investments, were at $400 billion. So I don't know how much money that is. You do the math. But in the University of Texas is the richest university in the world. They charge more tuition, more to park, more. It's not even a university. It's a facade for a crime syndicate. And they want $290-something dollars per household over the next 10 years, every year, to pay for a new university medical center when they literally own half the state of Texas. But all the public knows about is the $4 billion permanent fund and the $1.5 billion in gold and other stuff. You look at the real estate. You look at the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. I mean, you heard me. Hundreds of billions. It was over $400 billion years ago when I looked it up. They've got well in excess of $500 billion in assets one way or another. Let's be conservative. And they want to set the precedent. And they've got all these idiot signs up around where I live. This is happening in your town, too, with a big heart saying, love Austin, vote for Prop 1. And I've seen polls where almost everybody's against it. It'll probably pass because they're doing electronic voting fraud. We're run by a mafia. Here, I'll look it up. UT Permanent Fund. That's just the one little thing they tell you about. University of Texas Permanent Fund. How much does it say is in there? Yeah, that's $12.8 billion. Yeah, that's a total for, that's much more than that. The point is that you just type in, they bought $1 billion of gold last year. They already had a half billion. You people are a bunch of lunatic crooks, okay? And I've had enough of you. And the people don't care as long as they can wear a UT shirt. That's their tribe. That's their future, to be milked by these people. And every water district, every school district, everything, over 70% of their money is in private offshore funds, which are public, but no one seems to care. And they talk about how we got to raise taxes all day or we'll have to lay off cops. Give me a break. The truth is, the industrial society created fabulous wealth beyond anyone's imaginations, and they don't want the public becoming empowered because you become uppity. Let's go to this great promo for, this is promo two. We've already had one promo with Jakari Jackson. This is promo number two with David Knight voicing it about what's coming up tomorrow during the show. And then on the 10 hours we're going to have total tomorrow, 5:30, Gerald Celente Central, 6:30, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and many others that we're going to have on tomorrow. And there's a free video stream. Find it at Infowars.com/election, or you can't miss it. Go to Infowars.com. You know, we've got a new background for the site the next 2 days. It's a big, giant puppet show set, so be sure and check that out and save that link and send it on to others. Before we go back to your calls and some news, here's that promo.
Every 4 years, the United States of America hears the drumbeat of billions of campaign dollar attack ads, meaningless debates with empty analysis, and poll after poll after poll. This can only mean one thing. It's time to pick our globalist puppet leader.
We're going to be left with a choice of a lesser of two evils.
They continue to vote for these Democrats and Republicans, the people that are wrecking our country, and yet they still vote for them.
Unlike North Korea and China, we Americans have the illusion of choice this November 6th. Will it be globalist puppet A or puppet B?
I think that a lot of votes are going to be stolen by the millions. In fact, I can give you a pretty solid number, about at least 5.9 million, because I'm a statistician. I work from the government's raw data. About 5.9 million votes are going to go kapoof.
I don't know how you could possibly have voter fraud when your son owns the voting machines.
Tune in to the live video streams at Prison Planet TV or Infowars.com from 5 p.m. to midnight Central. Alex Jones will be live with some great special guests to cover what is in store for our country as we march into the arms of the New World Order. And tune in Wednesday for more live, free stream election fallout coverage from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. Coke or Pepsi, Romney or Obama? The choice is not up to you. So join us as we talk about the real issues facing our country. Guests will include Gerald Celente, Wayne Madsen, Max Kaiser, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, and Webster Tarpley. We will have live sheeple updates from polling centers and political parties around Austin. Which management team from Slavery Incorporated will run the country into oblivion for the next 4 years? Tune in to Infowars.com or Prison Planet TV this Tuesday, November 6th and Wednesday, November 7th, as another meaningless pageant is played out. The streams will be free. So send the link below to all your friends on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, it's not totally meaningless. It's like, do you want to be fed into a meat grinder or a wood chipper? I mean, there are some differences. You want to be eaten alive by crocodiles or sharks? I mean, come on. Come on, there is some differences here. Do you want to be shot in the head with a 357 Magnum or a 45? I mean, you know, it kind of, you want to jump off a cliff into razor blades or into giant spikes? I mean, there's a lot of differences here. You want to drink arsenic or you want to drink, I don't know, what's another poison? I don't want to say, yeah, cyanide's so much more powerful, though. That would be a choice. it doesn't matter. Yeah, chlorine gas, whatever. All I know is Obama's not going to be facing re-election, and I got a bad feeling. I got a bad feeling. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, welcome, sir. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Alex. Regarding the election charade, Bill Cooper spoke of this condition before being murdered, which was 11 years ago today, as a matter of fact. I don't know if it was so much about the computerized enhancements.
Oh, I mean, it was computerized then. They fed paper scantrons predominantly into a computer, which then did whatever it wanted.
Well, the on the lighter side, do you know Belzer did a stint with Lampoon years ago? Check out YouTube, Dick Ballantyne call-in radio talk show.
Yeah, I want to get Richard Belzer back on for election coverage sometime on the radio tomorrow, and I'm going to try to get, I need to call him or text him, and I want to try to get the Washington Times reporter, Joseph Curl, on. So we have a lot of surprises. Ventura's coming on as well. He's already set up for Wednesday. David Icke, always interesting. Want to get his take on everything. That is all. That is all coming up, my friend.
Good enough. Ciao, Bella.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, that's it, sir.
All right, thank you. Let's jam in one more before we go to break and come back with this Big Brother news. David in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I am in Tombstone, Arizona, and I'm just outside of town. A lot of people don't know this, but you were just speaking about arsenic. And our town is being fed arsenic in the waters now because there were some fires in the Wachuca Mountains a while back, and it collapsed some of the water lines from some mudslides. And under Obama's administration, the Forestry Service is not allowing them to fix the lines. Now, these lines were put in the days of Wyatt Earp. I mean, Tombstone had plumbing in the...
No, it's an incredible town. In fact, I'd love to go spend a week there. Amazing history. All the old mines, Boot Hill, just amazing. Yeah, they're talking in New Jersey, not letting them rebuild Jersey Shore for the Earth.
Huh. I think they're trying to choke out this town because most people are, we're all gun owners, and we all... are anti-Obama, and, you know, it's got some Old West spirit to it, so they're trying
to... I say it's time for people to ignore the criminal Forest Service and sue them, whatever. But the Forest Service, by and large, are a bunch of environmental land-grabbing cult members who don't care about the environment. It's all about a power grab, because I'll assure you, on the Jersey Shore, it's only going to be the insiders that get to rebuild. All the mom-and-pops, the little environmental idiots will be out there making sure you can't rebuild. Anything else, sir?
Yes, one other thing I wanted to bring up. Also, we have a Border Patrol, NSA, and, whatever, right here outside of town. So people,
I want to hear about it. Stay there.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right. Real fast, because I got some more news I need to hit. David in Arizona, finish your story real quick about Let me guess, the Border Patrol NSA station is just used to harass citizens and illegal aliens or God?
Oh, and anybody coming through Tombstone, and they're all Department of Homeland Security vehicles, and we've seen them in strange places. We've seen the drone aircraft. Fort Huachuca has an internment camp just waiting. I've talked to officers that are over there. It's empty. It can hold up to 15,000 people. And that's at Fort Huachuca.
No, it's in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I mean, this has all been announced. It's in the Army manuals. I've given the codes. People are like, oh, come on. It's a rumor, and it's all right there. The proof of a criminal, lawless, evil government. Does that mean everybody that works for it is bad? No. We're all under attack together. But we've got to admit it's evil, or it's going to be able to take over. So finish your point.
And see that they can go to GoArmy.com and see that they're hiring for people to work in those camps in the United States.
No, it says internment specialist in the U.S., how to process this with our Social Security numbers. It's all there. I appreciate your call. I guess that's your point on that. Look at these stats in this. Baltimore announces citywide surveillance rollout that records passengers' conversations on city buses. And they go on to say that, they're going to make you feel safe by watching what you say. And they've got AI computers listening to what you do, just like the schools. Have the laptops at home watching the kids. I mean, it's beyond 1984. PA pupils to wear tracking devices in the school to track who they talk to and what they do to save everyone from the flu. That's Fox New York. This is all a total takeover. New Jersey contracted RFID evacuee tracking tech just days before Sandy formed. That's an Aaron Dykes article. Synthetic biologists cloned children, handicapped genes right around the corner where the government's going to say, well, you're allowed to have a kid, but we've got to certify that they don't have any type of illness. Yeah, that camera looks pretty good, guys. You probably want to boost the iris up a little bit. It's a little bit low. I was going to direct you when I went over there to hit that. I'm just trying to fine tweak things. I'm not really directing here. I told them I wanted to do some of the special election coverage in here tomorrow after the radio show and then go to our reporters for their take in the other TV studio back and forth. And then that way we can also go to reporters on the streets. So when I get off the air here, I'm going to go find out if all the new wireless equipment we've had for a year is all tested and ready to roll tomorrow. A lot of excitement there. But getting back to this here, synthetic biologists clone children, handicapped genes, or hand-picking genes to knock out, quote, the handicaps. That is right around the corner. Man, I am the king of flipping words around today. But it's all integrated into the same thing. Monsanto-funded anti-GMO labeling campaign gets away with impersonating government agencies. Anthony Giuliani, and they're putting out an ad saying the government says that you don't need non-GMO and putting the FDA seal on it, and then meanwhile they are all getting away with that. By the way, I saw an article today. I need to give him a call. I haven't called him in a while. Charlie Sheen, God love him. I've known him for 8 years. I knew him back when he wasn't on drugs. Really smart guy, and he's had a lot of trouble, gone through a lot. But I know his mother. I know his father. They eat only organic food. At Charlie's house, there's only organic food. And Charlie put a tweet out today saying, hey, he supports Prop 37 to be able to see what's in the food. And they had news articles attack him and say, oh, look at this guy, this drug addict, this guy. Who cares what you say? It's crazy to want to label food. Just amazing. You know what? Even though Charlie has some problems, he's a lot smarter than people that don't want to be able to know what's in their food. to know if it's got bug genes mixed with the corn or if the corn's growing its own pesticides so bugs can't eat it, but we're supposedly safe to eat it. You know what I mean? All right, retransmission coming up. Please spread the word about the free video link at InfoWars.com for our special coverage tomorrow on the radio and after.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.